Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us get through all this heavy traffic, oh God, and all the other issues in life, oh God. It's a normal thing in this world, oh God, and that makes our relationship with you more dynamic, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing us in this room this morning. We pray, Lord, that you will help us with the enlightenment, Lord, that you provide, God, our Holy Spirit, that you'll help us to understand your word more, oh God. This is a constant effort, Lord, to study your word. And we thank you, oh God, that each time we open your word, oh God, there are new revelations, Lord. There are new words to receive from you, oh God. And we pray, Father God, that we'll always be the competent and capable ministers of the word, O God, who will minister to our brothers and sisters, your own children, Lord, your own family in this church, O God. And we thank you, God, for this calling, Lord, that you have given each and every one of us. I pray, Father God, that we'll continue to be found faithful, Lord, in this calling. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Okay, good morning. Like what Pastor Sky said, of course, my wife's name is Gigi. My daughter is 21 years old. 22. I got 21. And she's graduating college this year. Also, my son, who's a high school senior. So, pareho po silang ka-graduate. Buti na lang, dinagkasabay sa college by God's grace. The spacing is good. And my wife, we've been married for 23 years. I met my wife. Well, we were both campus missionary, you know, many years ago. So I met my wife in the ministry, and God is faithful. You know, Pastor Richard. I remember when we were still engaged, we did an outreach in Iloilo. Okay. Well, anyway, so ayan po. But today, I'm still waiting for my whiteboard. So I did not bring a slide presentation, but I gave you copies of the handout that we can use today. Okay, yeah. Ay, ito pala. O nga pala, no? Gaano pa kung whiteboard, wala. Di pala uso whiteboard dito. Kaya pala, hintay ako ng hintay. Nandito na pala. Sorry, ah. Now, you know, this part of what we're going to talk about today in the next 2 hours, I believe, is like, I want to give you an overview of the Bible. And I know most of you here, well, all of you, you're very well-versed in the Word of God, of course. Yung mga pastor po tayo, eh. And somebody asked this pastor, sabi niya ganun, tinanong niya yung pastor, "Pastor, how long do you prepare in your weekly message?" Alam niyo po sagot ng pastor? A lifetime. Okay, you don't prepare your message on that weekend for just 1 week. It's a lifetime of building your message and building that understanding of the Word of God. That's why there has to be a habit that should be built in us, and that is continuously studying the Word of God. And I have here, like, I know you guys know this already, but my goal in the next 2 hours is to give you, like, a tool that somehow will help you in that. Kumbaga, isang tingin lang, meron na tayong idea on the books of the Bible, when they were written, roughly, and which are the other books that are in contemporary. Like, for example, ano ba ka-contemporary ng Book of Amos? Diba? And they said it's Hosea, Micah, and even Isaiah. May halo sabay-sabay po sila. So, these are the things that we would like to have more understanding in the next 2 hours. Okay, and I have here, this is the first handout that I want us to focus on. And it says here numbers of Bible history. And there's a hashtag here. Pinaghalo na natin hashtag tsaka numbers. Numbers of Bible history. And I put the hashtag here to ask for your help. If you have a Twitter account or Facebook account, can you just tweet? Because I'm needing the grace of God. I'm writing a book. So for copyright purposes lang po, if you can, syempre, nalalandmark yung dates. If you can just tweet later on, pipicture ako po kayo with the outline para copyright proof lang po, okay? Now anyway, there's a timeline here. Kung nakikita nyo po, Numbers 1 to 14. And it's actually a timeline that we will try to sync with the numbers here, okay? Alam nyo po ba na itong Numbers 1 to 14 is actually the overview of the Bible? Okay, do you believe that or not? Huh? I want you to, I'm not as intelligent as Pastor Paul. That's why, pangkanto lang po ako. Kaya, let's loosen up, okay? Huwag po kayo puro number to. Huwag kayo ma-intimidate. Okay? Either na-intimidate kayo or may kalawang pa dahil maaga pa, okay? But feel free to interact. Okay, all the more that's good. If you have questions or opinions, feel free to raise up your hand. Okay, although ako lang po, ako pa rin po ang teacher dito, kahit mga senior pastor po kayo, lead pastor lang ako. Diba? Ako po ang naatasang magturo. Eh, nasa sa akin na po kung tatawagin ko kayo. Just raise up your right hand, okay? Okay, so again, let's go back here. Numbers of Bible history. There's a timeline here, but this is actually the overview of the whole Bible. And it says here, number one, we confess that there is one God. And of course, we believe that this God, our Almighty God, is God the Creator. And we all know that the Bible started with that. That the Almighty God created everything. Tama po ba? Sino sa inyo dito nagbabasa ng Bible? Nabasa nyo naman po yun, di ba? Hindi ko po kayo ini-insulto pag nagaganon ako, ha? Okay, para lang magising kayo. And, you know, there's one God that is the start of the Bible, creation. And then, number two, there are two starts. I'm sure you noticed that there are two starts in the Bible. Meaning, start of the human race. Of course, the first start is when? Adam and Eve, di ba? And then after that, syempre, there was an account when Adam and Eve, they were commanded by God to work in the garden, but at the same time, they disobeyed God. Kaya nga po doon nagsimula yung ating sinful nature. That first sin, diba, ano sabi ni Lord? Do not eat from that fruit. Sabi nila, apple daw yun. Yung mga gumagamit ng Android, syempre, they disagree. Do you know that apple is biblical? Ha? Sabi sa Timothy, di ba, think differently, sabi ni Paul? Ha? You ought to think differently. Okay ba? Mabobobo kayo sa akin, alam niyo ba? But there were two starts. It started with Adam. Siyempre, si Adam, diba, kinagat yung apple. Kaya sabi nila yung Adam's apple, diba? Yung nilulunok niya na raw yung fruit, dumating si God. Kung pwede lang, diba? Kung pwede lang, idura ulit, diba? But it was already done. And by the way, do you know that every major sin in the Bible has something to do with food? Ha? Ayaw nyo maniwala, no? Kaya kayo natatawa, no? Number one, Adam, he ate the fruit. Tama ba? Inaano ko sa kasalto si Joseph. Number one, the fruit, di ba? Ano pa? Sino ba mga anak ni... Si Esau. Diba? Anong Tagalog ng isaw? Isaw, diba? Tama ba? Sino ba? Sino ba yung mga anak ni Jacob? Hindi. Anak pala ni Isaac. Tama, tama, tama ka. Isa yun. Diba si Ham? Oo. Oh, mga Hamites. Galing sa kanya. Anak ni Noah. What else? Who else? Cain, di ba? Pansin nyo ba? There's actually a relationship with the Hebrew language and the Tagalog language. Isaw, Cain, di ba? So every major sin. But, you know, that's the first start of the human race. And in fact, some chapters right after the account of the fall of Adam and Eve gave us a view of the spread of the human beings on the face of the earth. But the question is, when was the second start? Noah! Diba? Do you know that that command, go and multiply, again, that's, si Lord talaga high-tech eh. Go and multiply. Kaya huwag kayong mag-Facebook, multiply. Balik tayo sa multiply. Mas biblical yung multiply. That command was given both to Adam and Noah. Tama ba ako? Tignan mo nga, bro. Paki-check nga. But it's actually two starts. Number three, by the way, there's a version of this that has all the sub-points under. Okay? Medyo, kasi nga, 2 hours lang tayo. 6 weeks po ito na Bible survey, so... And I asked my students to memorize all those sub-points, 42 sub-points. Kaya naisip ko nga kanina umaga, pa-memorize ko kaya yung 42 sub-points in 2 hours yan yun. Hindi na, kaya, di ba, ito na lang, puro numbers na lang. Now, two starts. The next one is 3 generations. And this actually referred to the 3 generations of patriarchs. From Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, do you now see that we're moving in Bible history? Okay? Then, 400. What is that? What is this 400 for? What does this represent? Anyone? 400 years of what? Stay in Egypt. Sabi, mga pastor lang talaga to, bro. Diba? 400 years. And we all know from Genesis, not towards the end part, diba? If this is Genesis, towards the end part, nagpunta na po sila sa Egypt. And what's the, diba, syempre, the books of the Bible, Genesis, Timothy, New Numbers, di ba? Sa Exodus, nagsimula na yung towards the end of the 400 years. But we know that happened in the Bible. Now, who are the 5 leaders? Can you see now that we're moving in the Bible history? Who are the 5 leaders? Moses? Joshua? Huh? There, during this period. Oh no, the 5 leaders of the Exodus. Yung tatlong magkakapatid, tsaka si Joshua and Caleb. They basically, of course, Moses, the leader of that group. But, syempre, mga dalawang kapatid niya na mga pasaway, di ba? Tsaka si Joshua and Caleb. Do you know that Joshua and Caleb is actually the picture of the church? Huh? Joshua and Caleb, they're actually a picture of the multi-ethnic body of Christ or multi-ethnic people of God. So how do they call Joshua? Their usual name for Joshua? Huh? Joshua, what? Son of Nun. Kaya Roman Catholic si Joshua. Sorry. Joshua, son of Nun. Di ba? Nakalagay. Kaya totoo nga na ang Roman Catholic is the oldest church. Si Joshua. Joshua, son of Nun. And who's the other guy? Caleb. How do they call Caleb? Huh? Son of Jephune. The what? The Kenizzite. Hapon. What is a Kenizzite? Huh? Tama, Kenny, no, ano? Tama, no? Revelation na naman yan. Gagamitin ko yan, bro. Diba, sabi sa Genesis 15, verse 18, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, to your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates, and the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Gigabites, Termites, Tekpites, lahat ng ites. So a Kenizzite was a Canaanite. This guy was not a blood descendant of Jacob, although, you know, he came from the tribe of Judah. But in the 21st century terms, he was like a green card holder. Hindi po siya blood descendant ni Jacob. Immigrant siya. That's why, you know, the claim that the people of God is mono-ethnic is dashed as early as, actually, from Genesis pa lang. But even the Exodus group, it's not a mono-ethnic group. I read the interview of Jeffrey Katzenberg. Jeffrey Katzenberg is naalala niyo ba pagka whenever you watch a movie that's produced by DreamWorks? Yeah, marami mga DreamWorks na ano. Yung logo ng DreamWorks, di ba? DreamWorks, sabi. DreamWorks. Sa baba may SKG. This SKG is actually the three Jewish boys who own DreamWorks. Spielberg, Katzenberg, and Iceberg. Geffen. And the first hit movie of DreamWorks is Prince of Egypt. Okay, kaya mga Jews sila eh. But I read an article which is actually an interview of Jeffrey Katzenberg. And this guy is not a Christian. But I appreciate what he said during the interview. Sabi niya, in the movie, that's an animation. Okay, kung wala po kayong anak na maliliit, let me tell you, that's an animation. Cartoons po yan. But sabi po ni Jeffrey Katzenberg, in the time when the Israelites were about to leave Egypt, they were allowed to go home, we intentionally portrayed a people, a group of people that has different shades of skin color. Because, well, the creators of Prince of Egypt were true to the Bible text. Kasi sabi naman sa Bible, Exodus chapter 12, if you can go forward there, sabi po sa Exodus 12, verse 2. Do you wonder why at times the Lord will say, take care of the foreigners among you? Because there were really foreigners with them, meaning non-descendants of Jacob, when they left Egypt. So, dun pa lang po, you know, being a people of God is based on faith. It's never based on blood. It's always based on faith. It's always based on grace. Because the fact that God said to that group of people that if you will not put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, you'll not be part. The fact that he said that, there was, even if you are a blood descendant of Jacob, if you will not do that, you'll be left behind. So it's not the blood of Jacob that puts a claim in you being a member of the people of God. It's the blood of the lamb. Okay? Kaya natataka po, well, kayo po mga senior pastors kayo, kaya up to now, natataka ko ba't may mga taong nagsasabi the people of God is Israel. No, the people of God is the church. And the church is multi-ethnic. Again, I hope you will not become anti-Jew or anti-Semitist because, well, the Lord Jesus Christ is a Jew. If you notice, I said it in a present tense. Kasi sabi ng Bible, the man Christ Jesus in heaven, dinala ni Lord yung pagiging human niya sa heaven. And if he was a Jew when he was here, dinala niya ron. So, ika nga ni Apostle Paul din sa Romans, we should not be proud, di ba? Because we were just engrafted. Ika nga, multi-ethnic yun. Huwag naman tayo magmayabang sa mga Jewish brothers natin. But it's over when we say that, meaning too much if we say that the Jews are the people of God. Di po, it's the church. Okay, so let's move on. Those are the five leaders. And like I said, that group of people who left Egypt, it was actually a multi-ethnic group. Now the six judges, these are the six main judges. Their names, as we all know, is Othniel, Ehud, Deborah, sino ba? Yeah, i-order natin mga bro. Sino pa? Gideon, di ba? Samson. Sa Book of Judges muna, mga bro. Kailan ba yan? Kulang yan, ha? Judges. Jephthah. Tama, si Jephthah. Dito si Jephthah. Okay? But in case you forget who are these people, kahit na hindi in order, sipin nyo lang yung judges. Ayan, Jephthah, Othniel, ayun nga lang, di sunod-sunod. This one is in order. But judges, ayun po yung six main judges in the book of Judges. Jephthah, Othniel, Deborah, Gideon, Ehud, and Samson. Then, of course, 7+. What do we mean by 7+? Huh? Anyone? Any guess? Salita lang po tayo, ha, kung may gusto tayo sabihin. In relation to our discussion, di naman yung kahit ano lang. Prophets? Well, in a way, he's a prophet. Ha? Sino ba yan? Sino ba yan? After Judges, sino ba yung 7+ na yan? Ha? Well, not necessarily, but he's related to Ruth. Judah, well, sirit na, okay lang. Sirit na ba? Baka maubos oras natin sa kakaulay. 7+ is actually referring to David. Remember that when Samuel went to the house of Jesse, and his purpose was he's going to anoint the sons of Jesse as one of the sons, as a king. And yung pito na yung pinaano sa kanya. Pinadaan, pinakita kay Samuel, wala lahat dito. Meron pa ba? Sabi ni Lord talaga dito eh. Sabi ni Lord talaga isa sa mga anak mo, pero itong pito na to, wala. Remember that? Ah! I have another son. How could you, Jesse? How could you? Nakalimutan mo yung isa mong anak, di ba? He's in the field. So they called David, and true enough, he was the king. Of course, that period of time that represents the United Kingdom of Israel, and as we all know, from Israel, nahati siya sa dalawang kingdoms. Diba? The north is Israel, and the south is Judah. Of course, the Israel, the United Kingdom, the kings were Saul, David, and Solomon. There was a time when it was like still united under the reign of Solomon's son, Rehoboam. But the judgment that God will divide the kingdom came when during the time of Solomon. Again, who's the wisest man ever to live on earth? Other than the Lord Jesus. Solomon. Tama, agree naman tayo ron. Sabi rin ng Bible eh. But do you know that the narrative subtly communicates to us that he is also dumb? Diba? Ano bang sabi ng law sa Deuteronomy 17? The king should not, number one, get horses. Diba? I don't know what's wrong with horses, but syempre, sinabi ni Lord, wag. Diba? From the start pa naman, is there something immoral with Adam eating the fruit? In our standard siguro. But when God said, don't. At Deuteronomy 17, the laws for the kings, do not accumulate horses, do not accumulate silver and gold, sabi. What else? What's the third one? Do not marry foreign wives because they will lead you astray. Okay? Kaya bawal mag-smoke pag Christian ka na. It could lead you astray. Okay. Naantok na kasi kayo eh. Kaya I have to wake you up. Okay? What did Solomon do? Huh? Wise is, sabi ng Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But he was a wise guy, and yet, three major laws for the kings he violated. He accumulated silver and gold. He took horses, a lot of horses, and he married 1,000 women, 700 wives, and 300 porcupines. Diba? And a lot of them were foreign wives. It's not that God was a racist. The reason is clear. They will lead you astray. Siyempre, pagka foreigner, iba yung mga Diyos niyan. True enough, he was led astray. That's why, even during the time of Solomon, there was judgment that the kingdom will be divided into two. Tama ba? Now, the northern kingdom had, what, 20 kings ba? You can please check that. And, well, when they ended, the capital was at Samaria. I'm giving all this as a background material para pagka, di ba, nagbabasa po tayo ng Bible, nakikita kagad natin yun, naaalala natin. And there were 10 tribes. And they were put into exile by the Assyrians. Ayan po kaibahan nila. Whereas Judah, it has only one dynasty. Ang Israel kasi at least 4 dynasties. One dynasty only, the capital is in where? Jerusalem. two tribes, Benjamin and Judah. And then they were put into exile by the Babylonians. Okay? Questions? Opinions? Comments? Wala po? Okay. Now that seven plus, that represents David and it represents the United Kingdom of Israel. But 8 years, actually, the eight years that we're referring to is the 8 years of the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. Of course, King Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar. Kaya po ganyan yan, hindi ko alam spelling. Di ba? He was the king of Babylon. And it says that when he began reigning as king in 605 BC, he deported Judahites or from this kingdom, the southern kingdom, and brought them to Babylon. In fact, in that first batch, the prophet Daniel was already included. In exile na po. Okay, si prophet Daniel. Then, 605, sulat lang po tayo ng mga dates dito. Then 8 years after, which is, kaya nga tayo 8 years, that's the 8th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, in 597 BC, he attacked Jerusalem. Okay? Pero po, still, he left the temple intact. Probably some destroyed buildings. But as we can read this from 2 Kings. Di po ba? And they continued on disobeying God. And that's why in the year 586 BC, Jerusalem was destroyed. Okay, are you still here? Typo error po ito, yung nasa under number 8 dito sa ano. That should be 597. Paki-erase lang po. Okay? 586 BC, like, these are the years that you should remember. Kasi, syempre, iba rin yung pag nagpipreach ka, binibigyan mo ng background. Diba? We all have to grow up, even in our preaching. Kung ang preaching lang natin, 1, 2, 3 lang, na kung ano lang nandun sa verse, eh, we have to grow from there. Huh? We have to give, probably, if it's, well, if you have time, kasi kung minsan 20 minutes lang binibigay sa atin, especially if you're speaking to in another, thank you bro, in another Victory Church, di ba? Siyempre, as a proper etiquette lang naman, tanungin natin, how much time do I have? Ah, bro, okay lang ba? 20 minutes? O yun, siguro, pwede na you go directly to the text. But even then, it's always better to give some background, di ba? Kahit man lang konting ano. And not just that, when you study the Bible, maganda rin na alam mo yung agad yung background. Okay? So that's why we're providing these dates and this background. But that is 8 years. You still have 14 minutes before the break. May break pa ba kayo rito? O dire-diretso na kayo? May break pa. Okay, 8 years, then 900s. This time, if you notice, the 100 is in plural. The adjective now is the whole thing. I mean the 9, kanina 400 adjective. What does 900 represent? Anyone? 900, if you can see here, sa Abirito 538, saan po yan palagay nyo nakakonekta? By the way, the year of the Exodus is 1440 BC. It's there. Although some say it's actually 1446. But right now, di na po natin, syempre, it's the safest way is to say circa 1440 or 1446 kasi we can't any more pinpoint unless we have a time machine that can bring us there. But the 900 years actually represents from the time of the Exodus to the return of the Judahites to the Promised Land. Kasi nga, di ba, if this is the map, imagine nyo na lang na mapa yan. Now, this is Arabia. Parang Christmas stockings yung Arabia. Saudi Arabia ngayon yan, and even the old name is Midian. Yan, mga nakatira dyan, statisticians. Kaya Midian. Of course, this is Sinai. Egypt. Ayun po yung... Okay, so this is the Promised Land. It's Asia Minor. Turkey. Yan, parati pong Thanksgiving dito. Now, this is what happened. Euphrates. Tigris. So, Assyria is somewhere here. Babylonia is somewhere here. Their areas overlap. The kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom, they were put into exile by the Assyrians in the year 722 BC. Okay, ang mga... The way these invaders do during the ancient times is they shuffle people to avoid rebellion. Like they took out the northerners, the Israelites, from their land. Dinala po sila rito. Then may mga ibang tao, dinala naman doon. Binabalasa. But there were some people from the northern kingdom who were left there And when these foreigners that were from the other lands brought by the Assyrians came in their place, some of them intermarried with these people. Kaya nung time po ni Lord Jesus, ito po yung tawag nilang mga Samaritans. Hindi po masasamayan, pero Samaritans lang talaga. Ayan po, mga tisoy po yan, mga half. Okay? So, 722 BC, they were put into exile, meaning the north, northern kingdom. But like we said earlier, 586 BC, the Jerusalem or the Judahites were exiled by the Babylonians. So, now that they're back, they came back to the Promised Land. Sabi kasi po ni Lord, di ba, ibabalik din sila. Do you know that Jeremiah 29:11? Yung sabi ni Lord, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you. That was given to the Judahites when they were in exile. Okay? Or about to be, depending on how you understand the book of Jeremiah. And the truth is, God told the Judahites that they will return to the Promised Land. Nabasa naman po natin yun, di ba? And it was the Persian king who was named Cyrus who actually gave an edict for them to go back to the Promised Land. And the year when they first returned was 538 BC. Malinaw pa po ba? O mas nakakalito? 538 BC, which is roughly 900 years from the Exodus. Roughly, siyempre, may konting difference ng taon. And that is actually what 900s in our handout represent. 900 years. Lagyan natin, return. Was 900 years after Exodus. Okay? And we... Sige, bro. Arthur.
Is exile... That's not the Exodus from...
No, the Exodus of Moses. Okay? Exodus from Egypt. Thank you, Arthur, for clarifying that. But, di ba, sabi naman ni Lord, the promise is they will be restored in 70 years. Right? But, 586 BC sila naalis sa Judah. So therefore, ito 900, it refers to the Exodus from Egypt. Pero the question is, why 538 balik agad sila? Eh, may 70 years na ba? Ah, if you'll just go back to that period of time, Jerusalem was destroyed, and we can see that in the book of 2 Kings. Lamentations was written for that purpose, to lament or to express grief because Jerusalem was destroyed. But the promise was 70 years. Babalik sila. 70 years na ba? 538 sila bumalik eh. Ha? Lord, mali na naman ang math mo, Lord. No, that's why ito po ang nangyari. Siyempre, nakabalik sila. During the time of the prophet Haggai, di ba, when you read Haggai, it was the Lord encouraging them to rebuild the temple. Di ba, the start was 520 BC. But do you know that the temple was completed 516 BC? Which is 70 years from when the time they were exiled. Okay? So, mga dates lang po na ating dapat maalala. But 900 years from the time of the Exodus from Egypt to the time of the return, that is what we're referring with that 900 years. Okay? Questions? Some more? Some more questions? Well, yeah. Comments? Wala po? Okay. Then we now reach 10 centuries, which is actually one millennium. Again, we will use the Exodus as our basis. Siyempre, 516, na-rebuild na yung temple. Past tense na lang natin. Temple rebuild. And we can see the story of Ezra and Nehemiah. But towards the end of the closing of the Old Testament, like they said, the last book that was written was Nehemiah. And that was the year 432 BC. Again, that's roughly one millennium from... Saan na ba yun? Ayun. Diba? Roughly. That's why 10 centuries. From the Exodus from Egypt to the close of the Old Testament, it's roughly one millennium. Kaya 10 centuries po yung ating landmark dito. Questions before we... Well... We still have 4 minutes. Let's get to the New Testament. Okay? 11 letters. What's that for? Huh? Yeah, well, because we're now entering the New Testament. 11 letters represent the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In English, Jesus Christ. Okay? And of course, the apostles, 12 apostles. And then 13 onwards. Why is 13 onwards a marker? Hi, anyone? Any guess? Ne. Sorry po, Pastor. Di po yun. Ha? No? Okay, sabihin ko na kasi we're ano. 13 onwards, that represents Acts 13. Acts 13 started the sending of the missionaries when the Holy Spirit told them to send Paul and Barnabas to the mission field. Diba? Sabi ng Acts 1:8, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Okay? Pero, ayun na nga po, Acts 13 talaga sila nagsimula papunta sa mga different nations. We'll talk more about that after the break, but 14 fives. Let me just end by asking, what is 14 fives? And take note, it has a parenthesis because that's not anymore in the Bible. But I included that there. There's a reason. Siguro, explain ko lang after the break. But why 14 fives? Huh? No, it's not the five churches, Pastor Kicks. 70
years.
70? Because that year, 70 AD, yeah, destruction of the Jerusalem temple by the Romans this time. Yeah, lagay natin, Romans. Kaya 14 fives. Again, it is in the parenthesis, in a parenthesis, a pair of parentheses, because it's not in the Bible anymore. But that is significant, and I'll talk more about that after the break. Okay, break muna po tayo. Let's come back here 10 o'clock.